I normally tell colleagues here that for me, I don't take smiles for granted. Every smile, I respect it because they heal. There are days when you're having a hard day and someone smiles that you had to feel, wow, at least there's someone who can share this love with me.
I'm from a beautiful place, the Pearl of Africa. Hailing with a 256, it's in my blood. That's a gem where the mountains rise. With stories untold, the tapestry of cultures unfolding, so vibrant and bold. A symphony of stars, a celestial light. The drums beating, echoing through the night. Just like a beacon of light, a reflection that's coming up from the Nile. I'm flowing straight into the heart of Africa with timeless stories untold. Sup, dog?
Mr. George Nanyumba,
yeah.
Welcome to the podcast,
Wonderful.
brother.
Thank you so much for hosting me. I'm more than grateful to be on this podcast.
Okay. Ogambye wanjisebo, oli musajja Muganda, oba oli musajja muna Uganda.
Actually, because tuba Uganda and
Okay.
Zeno mvamu Eastern Region,
Okay.
that is Busoga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okuba chimuna.
Earl Wazira.
Hey, that's all I know. I wear in coma. I wear in coma. It's so good to have you on the podcast. I love doing this. I love having people on the podcast. We chat. It has helped me meet a lot of new people, expand my friends. So yeah, it's a blessing to have you on here and for my listeners to get to listen to what you have to share with us today. But before we get into that, how did you find about the Ugandan Boy Talk Show?
Actually, how I found about the Ugandan Boy Talk Show, because I've been on Instagram, so I was there, and because I was trying to promote my talk show, because I had made a simple broadcast, so I went and started searching about different people who do the same thing that I want to do. So when I went and I started watching some of the videos, so I happened to find this Ugandan Boy Talk Show, and then I think you were launching your event that you had in Uganda for
Okay.
recent. So I watched some of the videos and I found interest in this. So that is when I really got into the Ugandan Boy Talk Show.
That is amazing, and I love asking people that, especially people that I didn't know previously. Like we didn't have a relationship, or somebody was known, a friend before, just a random person that joins. So I like to ask the question to know, like, how did you find about the Ugandan Boy Show? Because I'm curious how people find about this show, and I'm glad to hear that it's out there. People find it, and I get to connect with people. So I've got a lot of things from this podcast, but one thing I'm grateful for is the new people that I keep meeting every time now and then. So I'm glad to have you on here, and I'm excited to have a conversation with you today. Where are you catching this recording from?
I'm catching re this recording from Qatar,
Okay.
where I'm right now working, because I'm currently working in Qatar
Okay.
in the hospitality industry.
Nice.
So it is where I'm catching it from.
How is life in Qatar? You are the second person on the podcast that's is living in Qatar that I've interviewed on the podcast.
Life is good because I've just spent a year here, and
Okay.
when I just came, to me it was a world, like, getting into a new society which has a lot, like the weather is really different from the one we have in at home. So it was a bit tough when I just came, but then later I feel it is a nice place because it is really a safe place. And via work, I like the experience I'm getting from here.
Nice. That's really good. It's good to hear that people are doing great outside of Uganda. I'm also outside of Uganda, but it's good that we are connecting and get together. So you mentioned about you were starting a talk show, something like a broadcast, like something you were doing. What inspired you to start to want to do that?
What inspired me to start this? Because I grew up home. I didn't get this chance to have many people around me. So I grew up in a protected society where I didn't interact with many people. But as I was growing up, I had this passion of doing mass communication and journalism. Actually, that was my dream course. But which dream did not come true? Because when I completed my senior six during the COVID time. So I wanted to go back and do the mass communication journalism. But then at that time, because of COVID and so on, even the education was a bit disrupted in Uganda. So I just went for an IT course. a short course in IT, so that is what I did.
Yeah.
And I found myself here.
Where did you do the ICT at? What university?
I did it at YMCA.
YMCA, okay, okay.
But still, when I was in my country, I used to watch a lot of not TV shows. Mm-hmm. And some of these people I really liked include Samson Kasumba.
Okay, yeah, I like Samson Kasumba. Yes, yeah.
I liked how he used to do it. So at a point, I felt like, wow, I also want to do such a thing like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not go to that level of doing mass communication.
Yeah.
And as I was growing up, because I did English, literature in English throughout high school. So I always want, because I write, but since I didn't grow up in this society that is really exposed to many people, I felt like what I write is only for me. So I always wanted to get a platform where I can, which platform I can use to share what I write, my ideas and my, you know, stories, to share it to the world. So that is why I said, okay, let me come up with this pod, like this small channel, such that I can reach out to many people in many places.
Have you started using the channel yet or no?
Yes, I've started using the channel yet, and it is growing.
Yeah. How many episodes episodes have you released so far?
Because since I'm just testing one and two, so I have around three talk shows.
Okay.
And because I write, so currently I'm having around four poems that I've written and recited.
Yeah.
Because what I do with the poems, I write, then I recite. After reciting, I get my colleagues such that like we can act in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want someone to like play around with videos with the poems, like someone can see the story within the video. Yeah,
that is amazing, and I love the creativity that you guys bring. You were the, I think, fourth or fifth person on the podcast that's a poet, a writer. I love and I respect you people, like what you do, because man, English was not for everybody. Literature, I tell people, I remind my listeners that I sat in the literature class for 2 days, and I was like, you know what, literature, me and literature, we are not friends, like, you know, omanya wokoma, like, you know your levels, that's not me. But to see the work that you guys do, the poems, the creativity, it's amazing to see how you do, and I'm glad to have this platform where you can come and showcase what you do, people get to know about you, and I hopefully the listeners will go check out your work and see the work you do. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have you on here on my podcast. Not only do you write and your podcast or your talk show, you have something we talked about a little bit when you called me, you reached out to me about Heal the World. What inspired you to become an advocate for healing the world and promoting unity among people?
Actually, what inspired me to do this, I think it is from my passion as a person, because I read a lot. I've read a lot of books, and it is in these books that you see a lot of religious hypocrisy and hate in people. So when I read a lot, I felt like, because I am this person who normally do not want to judge people, like I really feel like we all deserve this right to be happy and connect to each other. So with the books I read, I felt like, really, there's need to heal the world, and there's need to spread love and unity, because this is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
The world needs, just to say, like, we are in this world, and we're not living too long, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Even if someone lives to up to 90 years, still that is not a lot, you know. It is not, you're not living 1,000 years.
Yeah.
But what makes our shortest journey of life sweeter is when we all can work together as one. We all can, like, share this. I normally tell colleagues here that for me, I don't take smiles for granted. Every smile, I respect it, because they heal. You know, there are days when you're having a hard day and someone smiles at you and you feel, wow, at least there's someone who can share this love with me. So that is why I say, that's why I thought of Heal the World. And there's this song I like most. Actually, I normally play it almost every day. It is from Michael Jackson, Heal the World, Make It a Better Place.
Mm-hmm.
I like the lyrics. This gentleman said, like, sang that there's a place in your heart, and I feel it is love, you know? And if you really want to make a better place, create a short, like a small space, you know, for every person at least to be happy. So that's why I say, yes, we really have this. And when you look at what is happening in the world today, we're having a lot of many wars taking place in Gaza and in many places. Even back home in Africa, we're having a lot of instabilities. I've seen people kill people. I see people many people arrested with no crimes. Mm-hmm. Innocent people dying in prisons because of this world, because of something that is eating over the world and which is hate.
Yeah.
So that is why I thought of heal the world, because I believe if people start acting as people, because just being with flesh and soul does not make you a human. It is only your actions that really showcase that this guy is really a human. So that is why I came up with this. And I believe if people can connect with people, love each other, respect everyone's ideologies, we can do something great. You may think otherwise, and I may think otherwise, but what connects us is we are people.
That is true.
Yes.
And I like the way you elaborated it, you explained it. I agree with you 100%, 120%, because from the love we share, this, well, especially the part you talked about, the smile, that hit me. And I hope the listeners pick up on that. Like, don't take a smile for granted. When somebody smiles, like, there's a lot of battles that people fight that we don't see. But when you get an opportunity to see somebody smile, like, never take that for granted. And you would wish to see everybody smile, everybody happy. I'm a happy person. I would wish to see everybody happy and everybody having a good time. So this thing of heal the world really hits home to me, and unity among people, I really like that. Is there like a personal experience that shaped you and your perspective to think the way you just explained to us about the perspective of healing the world? Have you gone through something personally that you can share with us that might have picked this thing up?
Yes, actually, there are various things that happened that made me think like this, because I think, just to share with this with me, with you, I think I grew up more than my age, like before my age.
Yeah.
Even when I'm talking with people, like most of them see this and they say, oh yeah, we didn't expect someone of your age to think this way. But this come from all the things that I've seen or passed through in life. Because one, like, even when I just joined this foreign country, because there's a lot of, I'll not say a lot, but this is on an individual basis. There are many circumstances that you feel that you are judged by your color, or you are, someone judges you because of the color, like you. I don't want to mention that you're black.
Yeah. You know? It's funny because I also feel like, I feel bad to use that word black, but it's what people understand. It's what people think.
Yeah.
In America, they use a word of people of color, but mostly people use the word black. I don't believe, I mean, with the word, like, yeah, that's what they named us, but I don't believe I am black, you know? Not in, like, I'm denying that I'm black, but, like, when you look at black and you look at me, they're two different things. Like, you,
they're two different things.
Black and the color me. If you showed a kid like, this is black, like, the kid would be confused, you know? But I also understand that that's what the world knows now. Like, we are black.
Because this happened. I was still new in this foreign country, and we once went in a mall to shop some things, as because I had my two colleagues, they went, because I came first and they were very new here. So we had gone for a tour as well. We went to shop. So when we went in this mall, because, you know, I was more back, like, because in our countries, like, if you get lost, you can as well reach out to someone and you ask that, what's the way, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So we came, we went next to these people, and we were just asking some questions that, where can we get such items? I'll not mention where they came from, which countries, but when we went to ask, one lady said, you know, and, like, these people, these are violent people, you know? The way she talked was like, these people of such a color, very violent, so we shouldn't be next to them. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, it was very ironical to see someone referring to another, like, because of the skin complex, so someone thinks those people are violent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to say this, but when we go in the history, I don't think people of this color have any history of violence. Yeah, we do not have any history of violence mm-hmm. in the world history, because we were violated, but we didn't violate.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
That is why I would like people to think other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, we are humans.
Yeah.
I'll not only speculate talking about this, but I'll also talk about the religious affiliations. Like, if you are Muslim, if he is a Christian, Hindu or Buddhist, we can all be one,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that we have different religions. So to me, that was one of the experiences. Actually, I thought about that almost 1 week, and I said, oh my goodness, how do people see us, you know?
it's crazy, because I like to say I don't see color. You know, like, I mean, that's also another, it's like a stereotype. Like, it's like a word we use, I don't see color, because, like, the word you said earlier, human is more than just flesh and the body and the soul. It's your actions and what you do, and that's how I look at it. Like, you could be whatever color you want, but as long as your heart is treating another person nice, like, that is what the world needs. Like, your appearance and what you look like might not matter a lot, but, like, how you treat another person, that's what matters. And that's why when a person, like, treats me nice, whether you're what color, I'll connect with you, no matter where you're coming from. And that's how I live the life. It's just, like, to treat everybody nice. And that's how my family raised me. You're talking about religion. I grew up in a Muslim community. My family is not Muslim. We're Christians. But I grew up in a Muslim community, and I have a lot of Muslim friends. When I was in university and when I was working, I had a room. It was like a two-bedroom, but we lived three people in that. And two of them were Muslim. Those guys would lay their mat out and pray. And I'll go to church, I'll pray, I'll respect their prayers. It's time for them to pray, respect that, and show them. Like, even if you don't believe in what they believe, it does not stop you from respecting what they believe. And those guys would help me, would go work at our church, and they would come and say, hey, Twagalakwaya Ambako, they're Muslims. But they came, they helped when we were building the church, like, Okupota, they were doing things to help. Like, they are not Christians, but they respect what we believe in, and they want to extend their life. So for me, when you're talking about the religious part, is that's what I look at, that's what I see. And I remember our neighbors, they were all Muslims, and on, like, Eid, they would bring us food, and then on Christmas we would take them food. And, like, we had that relationship of, like, hey, tufumbia mele ku Eid. They don't believe in Christmas. We don't believe in Eid, but there is that mutual understanding of unity. We lived with those people, and there was nothing wrong. They all loved this. And change, you talked about this too, like, you can change somebody's heart by the way you love them. You don't have to say a lot of words. Sometimes words, words matter, don't get me wrong. But sometimes you don't have to say a million words. Just by your actions, like you said, you can change somebody's heart. So I really agree with you about that, the religious and how the color. I also have my own experiences. I've shared them on the podcast here about discrimination and all that, which I'm not going to repeat. But yeah, everybody can get that you get to some states of people. There are some people who are even scared of going to Qatar, going to Dubai, going to, like, oh, those people, these people are like this. I'm not. It's the actions that really matter, like the way people treat you. I love everybody the same, and I respect everybody. And I would want somebody to respect. If somebody doesn't show me the respect, that's when I walk away, or I let you. So without causing any commotion or any fight. Do you think there's a way, like, education plays a role in the healing the world? And because I feel like Education could be like schools, how schools promote that to treat each other nice.
I believe education plays a very fundamental role in this. Because when you talk about education, we look at institutions, we look at schools and universities, because those are places that put together many people, you know, because just imagine like university or institutions where you find thousands of people, but these are people who come from different locations, different background, different religions. So when they come together in an institution where they have, because it is a must to live together. Mm-hmm. So I believe this is a very, very fundamental ground to promote this heal the world. Because when we look at education, we normally spend almost 70% of our time, youth time, in schools.
Yeah.
And normally most of the things that we learn in life, we get them from the school, because at home, fine, there are these, you know, there's things you learn at home. But when you go to school, we learn a lot from the people we have, the people we meet, those we talk to. And at a certain point, I used to tell my colleagues here that our parents our friends know us better than our parents, mm-hmm. like people we live with at home, because we normally show parents what they want to see from us, and we show our friends who we really are.
That's all.
So I believe education plays a better role, mm-hmm. in this, because we meet a lot of people, we talk with many people, we share stories and experiences. And above all, when we say about education, it is like an institution where people have to learn morals. So what we learn from school, from the teachers, from the lecturers, and from all those people who are put there to guide, it should be something that is beneficial to the world. So I believe if these people who lead institutions put a hand in promoting togetherness, unity, and peace, then it can work. That just imagine people go in schools when they're young. So if we're having this taught to them, if we have this heal the world taught to them when they're young, that guys, we should be like together and work together, love each other. It can work.
That is true. I agree with you. And when you talked about how much time we spend in school, it goes back to primary. When we're in Uganda, in our primary schools, you go to school 3 times. That's January, February, March. And then you get a holiday in April, or 1 month. If you're lucky, if your school gives you that 1 month, because sometimes it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks or even 1 week if you're a candidate. So if that happens, you go to school 9 months out of the 12. And if you're a candidate, actually that goes to like maybe 10. So you spend 10 months in school, in primary school. And some of the schools, like my school, you could not see your parents. Your parent can't just come to school. I have come to check on my son or my daughter. You won't see them because they respect, like, hey, the kid is in school. You won't see them. They see it as a distraction. So in real sense, you spend most of your time in school. So everything you're going to learn in your life is going to be impacted in school, because your parents get a limited time to sit down with you. So for me, that's how I think, and you said it, like education plays a big role in grooming us, especially us who went to boarding school. Everything you taught to you by your matron, so that when the kid grows there, everything they're going to know, they're going to learn it from there, because their parents don't have that much time with them. So everything, I think schools need to do better and know that this is what they are sending out in the world, and helping these kids know a lot about humility, grace, and just loving people. Because when these kids learn hate, that's what they're going to live with for the rest of their lives. And these parents don't have time to sit down with their kids to teach them. Even on vacation, like P7s, you get a short vacation and then boom, senior one, and then you start. So you go to school for a long time. So schools really have to be a place that help people learn about these morals. So you have Heal the World campaign. What is that about, and what are you trying to do with the Heal the World campaign? Like, what are you trying to do with the Heal the World? And is this like an event? And what are you expecting to do with when you say Heal the World campaign?
So for this campaign of Heal the World, I look at many things, including that you've just mentioned, like an event, which may not come this year. But what I'm looking at is, because I want to spread this information, this Heal the World, so I look at reaching many places, like reaching to many people through the social media, because currently, since I'm in a foreign land, I take this as an opportunity to reach out to many people through social media, because it is this platform that where you can get a thousands of people listening to you and watching your videos. So I look at this. So the way I'm going to run it is more of social media, because I've already written some of the poems that I will be releasing in bits that talk about Heal the World. So I'm going to be running it in more in writing, reciting, and talking with many people. So I want people to share their ideas on this topic. Like, I look at making talk shows about Heal the World and really see what people have to say about this, because I believe when I talk, you talk, and the other person talks, together we can get something that is more than one person can think about. So that is how I think of running this show, mostly in talking with people, and also putting those literature works there for the people to read and see and listen to, such that we can make an impact on this on the world via Healing the World campaign. So that is how I look at doing this. But as well, as for now, I've reached out to many people. There are some people I've really reached out, and we're talking to see how best we can do this, because I'm not planning to do it as an individual, because there are guys I've talked to, friends actually, and for them, they'll also be conducting talk shows to talk about the Heal the World on their own podcasts. So that is how I want to do it, because I believe, like, for example, musicians, and you find that not everyone may listen to this musician, but because people have choices. So I believe if there are people, if someone has a following like you are, and so I believe if they can as well do these talk shows talking about the Heal the World, like spreading this. So mine is only to bring this on light, in light, so that people can as well start talking about the Heal the World. So there are many people who will be making talk shows on this topic, and like still running this campaign on social media.
That is great. I think this is a great campaign that you are putting out there. It helps a lot of people and helps a lot of kids and children and the world, like you say, Heal the World, because the world is a broken place right now with the wars and fighting and hate, crime, all that stuff. And I'm glad I've had an opportunity to sit down with you on the podcast to talk about it. And I hope my listeners learn a thing or two and help to jump on this campaign on your social media platforms too, to show you love, support. And I'll be listening in your talk shows and supporting you in any way I can. If there's anybody in the audience or listening, the listeners that feel like they've picked something or they want to be a part of this, I'll put on his social media handles, and then you can contact with him if there's any support, any knowledge, any ideas. Like he said, he doesn't want to do this by himself. He's open to what you guys have to say. But before I let you go, I want to ask you three questions. First of all, before I ask you those three questions, is there anything that I've not asked you that you would like to share with my listeners?
Yes, actually. I normally don't miss out telling this to when I get this opportunity. So what I want to tell the people out there is, it is also one of the it is not really connected to the Heal the World, but it also helps someone to heal inside him or her. So what I would like to share with the viewers is, just to tell you that you are enough just the way you are, just there the way you are. Do not like you, like yours is like you don't need to prove anything to anyone. Like mostly your value isn't theirs to figure out. Just believe in yourself and stick on your principles and work harder. It is the only way that you will gain the success. And at times, you know, we people watching just know that at times you appreciated more than you think, mm-hmm. you know, because at times people just want people to tell them, well, thank you so much. And you really, you know, yeah. at times we don't get that, but people there appreciate you more than you feel that you are appreciated.
That is true.
And another thing I would like to share with them, like just to tell them is, you know, we are living in the world that is really, I'll call it disastrous.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things happening. And I'm this person who normally disagrees with a lot of things that come up on social media. So I just want people to stop judging people by their appearances or ideologies, because it is only when we learn to respect one another that the world will be a better place to live in. We may disagree politically. That happens. It doesn't mean that if someone like agrees with, like supports someone and you support a different person, that it is not wrong, you know? And we may have different ideologies, but what makes us come together is the fact that we are humans, and I believe together we can do something great and we can heal the world.
That is true.
Believe in yourself and trust in God. Yeah.
Believe in yourself and trust in God. It's much needed. So my first question was going to be similar to what you just said. So I'm going to ask you the second question. What gets you excited about life?
The experiences that I get from people. Because as I told you before, that I grew up in a protected society where I didn't get time to interact with many people. But when I started interacting with many people, like when I came out of the shell and started interacting with many people, to me, it has been one of the sweetest times I've had in life. Because I normally, when I was still a bit, I would say young, mm-hmm. I met a lot of people when I had just started working back in Uganda. So I met a lot of people who annoyed me, and I felt like, oh, shit, these people, no, I really hate this, you know? But as I've seen life, I feel like those people have really played a strong role in my upbringing, because the way I see things today, the way I reason now, is from those people whom I met then. So what makes me excited about life are the experiences. I've really had a lot of experiences with people. And as I told you, I don't take smiles for granted.
Sometimes we have bad things happen and we get mad and upset. But some of those things are helping us, preparing us for the bigger picture. Like you might be going through a tough time right now, but what you're going through right now is preparing you for the good times. You look back at it and say, hey, I'm glad I went through that. Because if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now. And my last question I want to ask you, sir, who would you like to see on this podcast next to share with us? And you're going to help me find that person to be my next guest, or you're going to recommend me to that person to be my next guest on the podcast?
Oh, wow. You know, that is a bit, I will not say, actually, it is a bit of a tricky question. There are many people, actually, that I feel if they get this chance of being on this podcast, they will do something, like they will really say a lot of a lot of wisdom, you know, mm-hmm. statements here. It is a bit challenging because there are many people actually out there. But I will not specifically mention someone, but I feel someone that I would wish to be next on this podcast, I feel he should be someone, or she should be someone, mm-hmm. talking about more of culture.
Okay,
because you know, I feel like at times there are things that we don't think about, but I really would like to watch a talk show on the Ugandan Boy talk show where people are digesting culture
okay.
as a topic.
Okay.
Really, that would be more than a great thing for me because, you know, when I talk about culture, this is a backbone for all of us because we cannot escape culture. And it is one of the sweetest topics that I feel if it is well handled. I have people there who I think they'll watch this show and I think this would be a better platform for them because they're also doing writings. One of them does writing. She writes novellas. We call them novellas, small stories about culture. So I feel it would be a better platform for her to join you with in this Ugandan Boy talk show if she gets time. And so I'll try talking to her, we see.
Okay.
Because I really would love to have culture.
Yeah.
Here.
Yes. No, I appreciate you and we can't wait. Yeah, that's something I would love to talk about, culture. It will be interesting to have that conversation. But George, I want to appreciate you for being on the podcast, for sharing with us. It's a platform for everybody. I like to tell people in a podcast, you might not know a lot of these people that I bring on my podcast. You might go on their social media and you find 2 followers, 2 likes. But really, for me, I'm not looking at how many people are following you. I'm looking at what do you have to share to help another person. So you might not know a lot of these names. But this is what I do. This is what I like. My podcast is there for a platform for anybody that needs a platform. So whenever I get an opportunity to speak with you and when somebody reaches out like, hey, I would love to be on the podcast, those are the people I like because I know they want a platform and they want an opportunity. So we got to sit down and talk. So thank you very much for being on the podcast and let's stay connected on all social media and let's continue to heal the world.
All right. Thank you so much for hosting me. Actually, this is a great time for me that we've had and mostly to talk about this thing, heal the world, because it is, to me, it is something that I would wish to spread to the world. So thank you so much and I wish you a great time with on this. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Let's stay connected.
Hey there, this is Bonnie Kibuka, the host of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. Thanks for watching and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend and recommend somebody to this podcast. Don't forget to leave a feedback on this podcast because that's how we grow. And also don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment. Join us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So we would love to hear from you. Thank you very much and be blessed.